Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Today's special concept episode was recorded live at UCB, and features human guests Horatio Sands, Hilary Ann Matthews, Brett Morris, Jessica McKenna, Zachary No, John Gamberling, Jerry Minor, and John Eden.
Genius Brett Morse, and you, the audience, welcome to Songland. Give yourselves a round of applause. That's right, it's so exciting. I'm so excited. I haven't been this excited since I fucked Urkel. I now want to talk to my fellow host before we start the show. Let's just start to talk about the process that we're doing here tonight. It's so exciting to see songwriters and hear their words and slightly tweak them and take credit for the entire song. There's nothing like it in music. How do you feel about the songwriting process, Lorna?
I feel that I'm a writer first and a performer second, and for me, I don't choose the words. The words just kind of flow through me and choose me. So I'm hoping to encounter the same type of thing in the songwriters tonight.
I couldn't have said it better myself. What about you, Aaron?
Hello. I don't know much, but I know I'm always looking for a good tune. So I will be on the lookout for anything where dream catchers are mentioned. Turquoise jewelry, and of course, my beautiful hometown, New Orleans.
And what about you, Brett Morris? What are you looking for tonight in a perfect song for a singer to sing?
Yeah, I'm looking for a heavy sound. I want some edge to it. I want, as an audio engineer, I'm really sensitive to just the sonic clarity of everything. So I want to make sure it's heard and it's not clipping.
What you're looking for in song lyrics.
Yes.
Great. If you've never seen Songland before, that's what we're going to do. Songwriters are going to come out here and present their original songs, and then we'll give them some advice, some notes, and if they're lucky, we will pick their songs to be on our next album, whether it's mine, Moby, Bjork, or Aaron, or Lana, or one of the albums you're producing.
A Howard Kramer summer album, maybe.
There you go, yeah. Howard Kramer's. But ladies and gentlemen, let's get a sting going as we welcome our first singer-songwriter, Trista Meadow. There she is. Look at this young lady. What a cutie pie.
Hey, y'all.
She reminds me of a young Sheldon who I'm dating right now. Yes. Trista, tell us about yourself.
Hi, my name's Trista. I'm 15. I'm from Fairfield, Alabama, and I feel like I know what love is.
15 years old. Do you know what love is?
Well, I feel like, you know, when you're experiencing your first love, you know, those flames can burn the brightest.
Okay. I find that's what you think, and then you find you're naive.
Well, I think naive is just before you're sad. So I'm hoping that I can kind of remind y'all with my music, like, what it is to be in love when all the stars are still in your eyes.
This sounds great. Any more questions before we begin, host?
What is your relationship with cocoa butter?
I'm sorry, what?
Cocoa butter.
Oh, My grandma has a great recipe for a scone that has like a little bit of cocoa in it, and we put butter on everything in the South. But that's about as far as it goes. Is there more I'm supposed to know about that, sir?
No, that's it. But I also want to let people know that you can use cocoa butter as a butter or as cocoa.
Wow. You know, I really do love that, because it's like you could see a thing and think it has one use, but actually it has two. And I've been learning about figurative language for like 2 months, and I feel like it really kind of opens the door for us to like not talk so literally about things. So I love that.
It makes you so you don't have to say cock and blowjob and songs.
Oh my gosh, y'all.
Say other things.
Oh my
goodness.
Tristan,
are you ready to sing? What's the name of your song?
My song's called If It's a Firefly.
Oh, that sounds great.
You can hit it. Puppy's nose, is he a smart one, baby? As smart as your teacher who always knows. And now we held hands and we laced our fingers. If it's a firefly, when it flies in the sky, then it's love. And when the firefly flies by, when you hold my hand, then it's gotta be fly. When it flies by, then you're in love. And if the fire flies in the fire sky, and the sky's not fire cause it's sky, then you're in love. You're in love. Firefly. Oh my gosh.
Very good, very good.
Oh my gosh.
Very nice.
Oh my gosh, y'all. Thank you. Thank you.
That was the most amazing song we've heard at the start of a show tonight.
Oh my gosh. Thank y'all. That is so sweet. You're so kind. Well, thank you. I feel like you really got it.
Have you been in love is my one big question.
Oh my gosh, yes, of course. Like, else, what else could I draw from? I know I was in love because when I was in eighth grade last year, I was in love with this guy named Jay, and then he also, this girl Emily, had a crush on him. And then when we were at the community dance, which was a dance not just at our school, but like a dance that other middle schools could go to, we were dancing to this song, and he said, "Hey, I think I still want you to be my girlfriend, even though it hurts Emily's feelings. so let's keep it secret. And I was like, I can't believe you'd do that for me and Emily. You're such a good guy, and I'm so glad you came to the community dance, because I wasn't sure if you were going to, because we hadn't previously made arrangements. So, I guess, yeah, I mean, love's wild. Super wild.
Brett, what's your feeling on this?
Yeah, I loved it. The one thing I was going to say is the Firefly lyric really stood out.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Just like a firefly in a night sky.
Yeah, I just think that's a little weak for today's audiences.
Because you think bioluminescence is weak. Okay, that's cool. A creature can make light, which is like pretty incredible.
That's true. I was thinking...
With a firefly, you could smash them on your hand.
And you can see a swirl of light. No, I hear you. That's good feedback. So I guess my love is just a bright little blip.
Well, I was thinking maybe you could sort of upgrade the lyric to like fire dragon, like a fire breathing dragon.
Now, Mr. Brett, with all due respect, because I've been taught to respect my elders, I feel like that makes it sound like love is very scary and like
it is scary.
Oh my
it's
gosh,
terrifying.
Y'all!
Oh no!
Oh my gosh!
Lana, what did you feel about the song?
Oh, I think that you are so correct. Love is the most powerful and intoxicating thing that we can experience and completely surrender ourselves to to forsake everything else, our sanity and our physical safety.
Yeah.
And for me, I think the idea of experiencing something, you said naivete is before sadness. What's that like? I only know sadness.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, Miss Lana. That is so sad. Maybe we could take my song as it is, and you could sing a version of it where you take Mr. Brett's idea, and it isn't a firefly. It is a fire-breathing dragon. Since I feel like maybe you have like had a bunch more loves than just me and Jay, who again got back together at the community dance.
Now, Erin Delfield, fireflies are very southern, very Louisiana. Did you find something in this song that would find its way on your album?
Well, the thing is, I've never seen a firefly, this so-called firefly. So what I imagine when I first heard you sing about it was that someone had set flies on fire for some kind of cruel reason. And so it kept me from enjoying it. You know, on that level, because I was constantly thinking of little kids.
That they had some hairspray and then they lit it like a blowtorch.
Oh, I see.
There's many ways, but it made me sad about animal cruelty.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah, that could be confusing if you didn't know what a firefly was. I'm so sorry. What a terrifying image I conjured for you. I'm so sorry.
I pictured the flies sacrificing themselves like Buddhist monks for some great cause.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, y'all, I guess this is what people say about art, is that, you know, you don't get to be in charge of how people interpret it, and that's just, like, so emotional.
There's a shorter way to say it. I am the beholder.
Wow, oh my gosh, you just did that.
Yes.
Magic.
I liked it. I liked this, but I want to change it a little, just the melody. I like the firefly. Just listen to this. Firefly singing at the dead of night. Take your firefly wings and learn to fly. Do you like that? All your life, firefly, you were only waiting for this moment to light up the sky.
Oh my gosh, you just made that whole thing up? That was amazing.
We worked together.
I'm so humbled. That is
beautiful. I just heard a melody.
Wow, that is so beautiful. Wow, I feel like that could be like a legendary song.
I do too. That's why we're here on Songland.
Songland.
Very good, Bajobi.
Mobiork. Call me Joby.
I'm sorry, but I thought you were Majobi. Moby, you know.
You can call me Majobi.
I really like that song. You know, I live in a world where the Beatles never existed. So when I hear a magical on the spot song like that. It just inspires me so much. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you too. Just up, but really, you said you're in love and you told this long story, but admit, are you do really know about love? You seem a little naive.
Well, yeah, I assume I don't know everything about love, but I feel like I knew enough to put it in a song where...
Have you fucked?
Oh, my. Oh, my word. Mr. and or Mrs. Bjork, like, that is so crazy that you would ask me that. Absolutely
it's
not.
It's my mopey side. I'm sorry, but these young songwriters that sing about love and they don't know about it, it makes me mad. I was just telling Freddie, hi, where from The Good Doctor, who I'm dating right now. Do you know that song?
Someone from The Good Doctor?
Yeah, Freddie Highmore?
Yes, Freddie Highmore.
Who used to be like in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and then like Bates Motel and also Finding Neverland and now is playing The Good Doctor?
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
He plays the autistic doctor, the young doctor. Mm-hmm. Yes, that he's a savant at surgery in the show.
And you're dating him?
Yes, in real life, he's a savant at eating my pussy.
Oh my goodness. Wow, congratulations to both y'all, I suppose, as long as you're in love.
That's right, give Trista a hand.
Thank y'all so much, appreciate it. Find someone who gives you fireflies.
Terrifying.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our next singer-songwriter, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, welcome to the show. You're one of the older contestants we've had on the show.
I'm really on the move for a lot of chit-chat. I'd rather just do my song.
We'd like to do a little interview. How old are you, Mr. Johnson? You
62.
62. And where are you from?
Riverside.
Illinois, okay. And how long have you been writing songs?
Man, I don't know. Tonight, shit.
Mr. Johnson, can I ask you a question? How long have you lived with that giant birthmark around your neck?
This here's, I can explain this all after the song, but I just got off a plane from Duluth, and I was running a little bit late, so... There you go.
That's what your song is about? Well, without further ado, let's please give Mr. Johnson a hand for his song. Let's hear it. This is tense.
I'm sorry, is my hearing gone?
Yeah, are we supposed to be hearing something?
What happened? My hearing's been turned off.
Do we have the track ready?
Oh my God, someone's being murdered in the booth.
Man, fuck this, man.
We're looking for the track right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's interview them more. Yeah. Brett, do you have any questions for Mr. Johnson?
Yeah, I noticed you have luggage. What's in the bag?
Well, you take a plane trip, you take your luggage with you.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. You never been on a plane before?
I have.
Okay.
Yes.
What'd you take with you? A paper bag?
I just thought maybe you were going to bring out an instrument and then sort of dazzle us with a song, but...
Oh, you expected me to dazzle you. Mm-hmm. So you've already judged that. I'm going to dazzle you.
Well, I think that would be a good thing.
It would be a good thing. I'm glad that you expect that from me. You can have such high expectations to be dazzled. Is that what you want? Y'all want to be dazzled?
Yeah.
With a dazzling display? All right, motherfuckers.
I wonder if that case is full of dream catchers.
God damn it.
My work is done.
How does it go?
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I love that song. You know, there was not many instruments, very simple. I love the back and forth. But you got, this is a wonderful performance. I give it 4.5 stars.
I agree. I thought that his silence just screamed volumes. It felt in its just absolute nothingness, like the peace that comes from the sweet relief of death. And that was really compelling to me.
I had a similar feeling that he was going into his own hell and taking his baggage with him. Because he did seem to be having a bad day.
Mm-hmm. As a sound engineer, what was your experience like of his piece?
I found it really relieving to just not be hearing sound all day. It was nice, and it was short and sweet. I'm used to these long sessions. It was nice.
It was very sweet, but yeah. I have to say, in the first half minute, I thought I lost my hearing. And I was mumbling to Jesus, like, stop it, please, stop it. And then I understood that maybe it was a different type of song. Welcome back.
Sorry about that. Okay, are we ready, Mr. Johnson? What? Are we ready?
Man, I'm taking a shit. So at this part, I usually do a little dance, you know, some kind of hip-hop-y kind of thing. It's not okay when you don't treat me right. It's not okay what you did last night. It's not alright when you don't do the things you said you'd do. And now you got a funky attitude. I thought you said you'd pick me up on time. And I was clear, my flight landed at 9. I even called when I was still on the plane. You said you'd meet me down in baggage claim an hour. I wanted to take a shower, but I could not cause you were late. You made me wait, I had to wait so damn long. Ooh, I'm so upset, I can't trust you with a simple request. And I know retarded people know how to be on time. Don't look at me like it's funny, it's not fine. Woo! I'm so mad, I'm so goddamn mad. I'm gonna do my angry dance, and it go like this, and it go like this. Okay, what you did last night. It's not okay when you won't treat me right. It's not okay when you don't do the things you said you'd do. And now you got a funky attitude.
It's good to hear not a typical love song. It was a very specific lyrics.
Well, I had a different song that I was going to sing for y'all, but my stepson was late coming to pick me up for this show tonight. Now, I wasn't late, but that's beside the point. That's beside the goddamn point. Yeah, I made it on time, but if you make a commitment to somebody, you pick them up on time. Huh? Am I right?
Yes, you made that quite clear in your song.
So I happen to have a Casio on me at the airport, and I put this little ditty out there, and that one's for Tony.
It's your stepson. Alana, what do you think? Do you see yourself singing that song?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. I really connected to the feelings of angst that you presented in the song, and above all, regardless of the tension in your relationship with your stepson, the overwhelming devotion that it's clear that you still have for him. If I might just change the tune a little bit, but take the idea. I got that airport madness. Airport madness. Oh, Tony.
I love it. Like
very
good. Lana, that was amazing. Thank how you made that song your own.
Thank you.
It even means more with her singing it because I'm married to a white woman now, see? Thank you.
That did not come through in the lyrics.
Yeah, well, so with her singing it, it makes more sense, see? Because I can't get through this, Tony. I can't get through it.
What about you, Brett? Did you feel something there?
Yeah, I noticed when you started to play the tambourine, I got chills.
I did, yeah. I swear. Goosebumps. That's how I judge a song. Goosebumps.
Yeah, I was just wondering if maybe we could just continue that and keep jamming, maybe improve this guy's song.
Let me hear something. This is, I love it when we noodle around and make your songs better.
So.
I got an Uber outside, by the way.
You're trying to sell songs to us.
Yeah. Also sell insurance, though, so.
Just a little tweak, just a couple tweaks to the chords, just something like. Yes.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You feel that?
I do feel it, yeah. Well, obviously, I felt it, yeah. I mean, yeah.
No, that was dazzling.
Yes, you just turned that into a number one song, Brett. What about you, Aaron? Did you have any notes, any ideas?
I connected with this song because one time, one of my brothers was supposed to pick me up at the airport, and they didn't, and I ended up living at O'Hare International for 6 weeks. So again, I do connect with the frustrations of travel. Very victimized by travel all my life. But I like the expression. Sometimes it's good to sing about your angry thoughts.
And don't forget about the blended family frustrations too. That comes in there too.
Very difficult to maneuver an interracial marriage.
You're telling me?
Let's give Mr. Johnson a big hand. If you want to wait for your Uber right there, Mr. Johnson, and comment on the other singer-songwriters, let's bring out our next guest, everyone. This is so exciting. Let's see. Oh, it's a very difficult name. Please welcome Korbagimander. Korbagimander. This gentleman has a rhinoceros nose and a horn coming out of his head and two mouths and two noses.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What?
I think you need to swing around the mic.
What's the first note? You should get an electric guitar.
What is your name, sir? I'm not sure I pronounced it right.
Sorry, my name is Korba Mindar.
And where are you from, Korba?
I think you have it. You have
it's
it
hard
there.
To pronounce. Planet Kronfinkels.
Kranrun. What does it say?
Kranfrimrunrun 4.
No, it's Kranrunfjernarex 4.
Okay, there's a lot of consonants.
I want to say it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to bring my music to you guys.
Well, I have to ask. It's the elephant in the room. You are an alien?
Well, not on Kranfjernarex 4.
Right, but this is Earth.
Right, yeah. So I moved around a lot as a kid. Born there, we planet hopped a bit, Cramfederax 9, Cramfederoar 9. And then, you know, my dad had a lot of jobs. My dad's my hero, man. You know,
oh, that's very nice.
My dad's my hero. He held down 4 jobs to make ends meet. He was a veteran. He served in...
Did he fight Earth?
He fought Earth in the secret Silurian conflict of 2011. You know, but...
We're pretty pro-Earth on this show.
Well, so then, you know, we moved around a lot. We finally settled in Santa Fe when I was 7. And,
my brothers... They do have a big gay population and alien population there, for
what?
Sure.
What?
So what? How old are you?
I'm 23. 23 now. My brother served in Afghanistan.
Really?
And my dad... My dad was my inspiration, man, you know? And... In 2015, he was diagnosed with glaucoma.
Glaucoma?
Yeah, it's pretty similar to your Earth disease of Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, I thought you said leukemia.
He was in there till the end, you know. You could see that he was in there, but he couldn't move. He couldn't even move his chin mouth, you know.
The mouth that's under your mouth?
What?
The mouth on your chin?
It looks like a little puppy down there.
Yes.
It looks like you have a little puppy asking, mouth below your real mouth.
Sorry, Mo Bjork. Are you asking if the mouth on my chin is my chin mouth?
Maybe you should just sing your song.
So I wrote this song. I wrote this song. My dad died. He said, you keep doing it, you do it. He didn't say it because he couldn't move or anything, but he said, you do it. You follow your dreams. He's my inspiration. This song is for him. My music got me through a lot of hard times. And I wrote the song in my native language and my adopted language of English to show that everybody is one united, that we can all be together and that we love each other and people are all people.
Your family tried to kill Earth.
Huh? No, you don't get it. That's not what it was about.
I don't know if I'm going to sing
the
song.
I don't want to argue about it. I don't want to. It's like Israel-Palestine. It's like, you get it, but you don't get it. It's complicated.
Okay, anyway. Roger Waters, why don't you sing your song?
The song's about my dad and about inspiration and people. Okay.
You were my rock, you were my claw, you were my frindo twan. You were my crimdo, you were everything to me. Oh yeah, you were my crin, you were my floor, you were my steeko boar. You were my krika, you were my rindo, you were my only glow. It's hot immigrating from outer space, moving all over the place. I miss my planet, I miss my dad. I,
thankful to God for all that I had. Only one thing I can say to you. Kibbutata, kibbutatu. Everybody, you were my rock. Everybody, you were my crib. You were my flintar. Everybody, you were my cricaractinina cortopine. Everybody, you were my flint. You were my trar. You were my Elton Quar. You were my fin and my clin and my tree and my cree. Yeah.
Thanks, thank
Aaron,
you.
Did that speak to you? Do you see yourself singing an alien song?
I really somehow connected with it purely and on a very specific level. I find myself watching that little puppy mouth under your chin. And I would say, why doesn't that puppy harmonize?
Same vocal cords.
That's what I.
Oh, that
it all connects to the same.
I was thinking the same thing. I think you should wear an ascot when you sing, because people really expect the other mouth to harmonize.
Oh, good note.
Also,
right on. Yeah.
You have an eyeball on top of your head. Do you see with that? And does it get frustrating to see the ceiling all the time?
Yeah, I see you guys, and I see straight up.
I love that.
Yeah.
I like that vibe.
Yeah.
Lana, what did you feel? Do you see yourself using for alien words in one of your songs?
Absolutely. I really identify with the fact that you don't feel like you belong because neither do I. And I'm so taken with
that
you.
Means a lot.
I hope this isn't too forward, but it seems like our relationship would be absolutely doomed, so I absolutely want to give it a shot.
That's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about.
This feels electric. Some lyrics that just came to mind as I was watching your mesmerizing performance. Haunting.
It's an honor.
I was like, oh wow. Scream and shout, kissing on my baby, one of his three snouts.
Okay, it is about my dad.
She's trying to rework it.
No. It's what I'm talking about.
But you are an inspiration, as was your father or your Glomstein.
Thanks, man. You guys inspire me too. Hey, you picked up on that, guys. Right.
What's the word?
Glomstein.
That's father.
Yes.
Gongshan?
We actually have 10,000 words for father.
Gongshan, do you think they'll drop the bomb? That's what I'm saying. Gongshan, do you think they'll like this song?
Yeah.
What's the other word? Fim?
Fims? Yeah.
What's a fim?
A fim?
Mm-hmm.
It's father.
Fim, do you think they'll try to break my schlong non? Ooh, Fim, should I go to planet Nala?
I love that.
The look, the feel of cotton. It's very, very moving to see this remake. And that it really is, it comes together like the threads of cotton. And I do feel that I can communicate with you, and you're from a different planet, and that's what music is doing that
to
us.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And if this is a dating show, I can blow you real good.
That's where you're wrong. I don't have, it's not, it doesn't work like that.
Fair enough.
Brett, what about you? Did you see any tweaks, any changes?
Yeah, I was just, it felt a little bit like a waste of all of your limbs to just play such simple chords. It seems like you could really maximize the guitar and do some pretty alien
too
stuff.
Too many major chords.
Yeah, maybe
chords.
More minor chords.
I had minor
maybe,
chords.
Yeah.
Or perhaps
I noticed you had one.
Maybe you could have put a wind instrument in the puppy mouth.
Yes.
These are all things. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. I understand.
It's hard to sing. You can't. It's the same. It's the same windpipe. So it's
Bobby McFerrin could do it. Do you have any lemon, Fred? You got a little tweak.
It's mostly for choking. Like if you choke in one mouth, you can breathe in the other one.
That last vocal note you hit, I feel like we should just run with that. Just your highest,
you
most
mean this?
Alien.
Ah,
yeah,
that one?
Yeah. I really like that.
I like that too.
That? Yeah.
All right.
Sounded like my talking voice.
What chords are you playing there? It doesn't matter. Then you hit that note. Yeah. But then maybe. Aaron Neville, what?
Mr. Johnson, did you like that song? You like the rework?
I was just throwing something in there, you know. I thought we was jamming.
That was great. All right, let's give Korba another hand. Have a seat, Korba.
Aaron, I noticed you just started howling like a dog. I've never heard you sing like that before.
I heard many different sounds, and instinctively, I knew I was with my pack, and so I had to howl to the moon to communicate that. Y'all my pack.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's how Pootie Pie howls when I fuck him in the asshole. Let's welcome our next guest. Rick Wolf. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Rick's not my first name. I used a false name. My name's Tony. That's my dad.
I was not aware. Okay.
Okay, I don't care about you.
You don't even know my real dad, okay? So, like.
Nobody knows me. He's been around.
Gratitude.
Neither of you are on mic. This section's going to sound crazy in the recording.
Tony Wolf, how old are you?
I'm 28. I'm from San Diego.
San Diego. And how long have you been a singer-songwriter?
I don't know. Since, like, high school, I guess.
Okay. Do you ever go out to bars? Where do you work out your
Hell
songs?
Hell yeah, I go to bars. You ever been... You know what, Dad? Bars are cool and I like going to them, okay?
You know what? Never gave you permission to call me Dad.
You wanna know why I have walls with this man, my stepfather? He builds up fucking weird anyway.
Okay. Well, this is a little tense, so do you have Brett, are you accompanying this gentleman?
I was gonna play piano, but it doesn't work, so yeah, you do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Please.
Give me a chord?
It's gonna start like I don't know. Like,
how's it go?
It starts with like A, and then it starts like soft, and then it gets like hard later. But it starts like soft. Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of like a dip, 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 dip. Yeah, like a pulse to it, just like that. But it's not just that chord; it's other chords too.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Just like go with it. My sort of approach to music is that like music and lyrics should all be about what you're feeling in the moment. So if you write it beforehand, that's kind of cheap and bullshit.
Don't.
If you're gonna
Dad's tracks to make sure that they don't play at the show and leave him awkwardly on stage for a long, long time. There's something that you need to know. Apparently, he does know how to use the cloud. I didn't know, but he does, and it makes me proud. I thought it would be impossible when I corrupted his flash drive, but on the cloud, the tracks are still alive. You're gonna sabotage your stepdad by not picking him up at the airport on time, and you think he'll resort to a stupid other form of travel, like one of those fucking stupid scooters called Lime, then you should know he knows how to track your car for somehow. Somehow he knows where you are at all times, and it's super big brothery and creepy, and it'll blow your fucking mind. So I need boundaries, boundaries from you. We all need
like we should have Mr. Johnson on mic for this. Do we have that mic live over there? No.
Yeah, I'll share. What'd you think of that song?
I wasn't paying attention.
I think I saw you tapping your foot to that, Mr. Johnson.
Tony, come here, come here. Come here. Tony, come here. Look, I heard the song. You're talented, all right?
You made your whole track on a Casio? That's pretty fucking wild.
Well, it was just nice to hear that you came up with a song like that, and I didn't know that you had that much talent, and it must have been really great that you did that in just a few minutes. So, I mean, I thought you were just waiting for me. I thought I was going to have to get an Uber tonight, and it's good to see that you were here.
Yeah. I wrote that song months ago. It's sort of very applicable to the situation now, but
you just came up with that song months ago. It seems so specific to tonight.
No. But
life imitates art.
No, I mean, oh, fine, you're right. No, I did think of it just now. That'd be crazy if I came up with that months ago. But thank you, I guess. And I'm sorry I was late to pick you up.
Lana, what were you feeling during that song? I think I saw you crying.
I may have teared up. I just was so moved by the tension between the two of you and your relationship and your yearning to be connected, and also your incredible American West James Dean aesthetic. I have
literally no one said that. That's pretty tight. Thank you.
Yes.
But what is he rebelling against, though? Tears. See, that's the question. What is he rebelling against?
Just like, I know.
The world is his. Leave me out. I don't. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I can tell that he's a good person because he has a T-shirt with his pet wolf on it. That takes a lot of money to do that, and it means that he cares about wildlife. I was inspired also to play toe piano.
Yeah.
The beat was so good and so dope that I had to play toe piano.
I understand everything everybody's saying. Y'all have really good advice. His mother's a lovely person. But did you hear how old he was? He said he was 28 years
old. Shut up.
Okay, now listen. No. Okay. These people are trying to help you.
Okay.
Just like I've tried to help you. Okay? I've tried to give you things, but you are 28 years old. You can write songs. You can do anything, but you need to get the fuck out of our house.
No, I'm just a small boy. I'm only 28.
All right, see. Yeah. His mama's a really good person, but she just don't know how to let go, you know?
Give your dad a hug. Oh, hug your daddy while you can.
That's kind of what I felt, Brett. I felt...
It's honestly so awe-inspiring,
Daddy,
to be in this room.
I was going to leave here tomorrow.
Oh.
Would you still remember me? There you go, Brett. You know what I'm saying? For I must be traveling on now, Daddy. There's other places that Mommy wants me to see. You got it?
What? This sounds like the kind of song that you listen to.
Okay, see,
I'm very young. I'm 28 years old.
You don't make fun of my music. I listen to good music.
Your music,
okay?
Is good. I actually do really like your music.
Soul music. Huh?
Yeah.
Not that kind of stuff to make you cry all the time. Sit up in your room and put black makeup on. What's that?
It's eyeliner, first of all.
Why you want to dress up like a monster?
It's not a...
It's scaring people. How is that entertaining to people? For people to be scared?
It's not for them. It's for me. And so that when I look in the mirror, I see back the face that I feel on the inside.
See, these are words I don't understand. This is like reverse ebonics. I don't know what this boy's talking about.
Well, let's give this father and son duo a hand. Oh, they're hugging everyone. Please have a seat next to your dad over there. Let's give the mic to the alien. I wonder if you have a strong relationship with your father. What did you feel during that song?
I just felt like these guys clearly have a lot of love for each other, and it shows. And you just gotta hold on to the ones you have while they're here and appreciate them, because you never know when they're going to be in a depressurized airlock and just get sucked out. And then you're watching their face freeze, their capillaries all turn inside out. And they try to scream, but sound doesn't travel through space. It needs air as a medium. There's no sound in a vacuum.
You can't sing in a vacuum.
You can't sing in a vacuum, God damn it. And you guys got a lot of air to sing. You got a lot of air in your heart and your lung. How many lungs you guys have again? Two? Oh, shit, I'm jealous.
You only have one lung?
I done got but one motherfucking lung.
You can really belt it out with one lung.
Hey, thanks, Fimo Bjork. Cherish each other. That's all I have to say. You guys are an inspiration to me. That's what I'm talking about.
That was a nice message, everyone. Mr. Johnson, if you could place that mic there on this stand again for me.
Yep, I gotta do everything.
This one.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get that theme music going. Please welcome Judy Byron. This little turquoise ukulele. Give her that boom mic there, Brett. Can you swing that boom mic around there for her? Welcome, Judy. How old are you?
Oh, hi, I'm 25.
Oh, isn't that nice? Where are you from, Judy?
I'm from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and this is my first time in California.
Oh, let's give her a hand.
Wow. It's beautiful.
Aren't you a freshly scrubbed face?
Yes, I am.
Well, how long have you been a singer-songwriter?
Well, gosh, I guess it's been about 2 years now.
Oh, 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is exciting. That's how long I dated Logan Paul. So what are you going to sing? What's the name of your song tonight?
Well, this song is called A Little Room of Love. It's about my ceramic studio.
Oh, I thought that meant heart, but okay.
It could also mean heart. I really like connecting with people. I like old things. I like vintage things. I like making things.
Oh, you should go to Magnolia Boulevard.
I don't understand.
It's okay. It's a valley joke. So let's hear this song.
Is that a road in California?
Okay. Not a vintage shop, so Magnolia. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Could you give me some addresses after? I really
That's
love
okay.
The, okay. All right. All right.
Do you know that an alien shrunk your guitar?
That's a ukulele.
Thank you.
Okay. Usually I play more for old folks' homes, so it's my first time on a big stage. Thank you so much. Okay. There's a little room I know, a little place I bear my soul, full of fans who make me whole. It's my little room of love. Come along and you will see, to take a chance, just you and me. There's no mediocrity in my little room of love. So give something, get something, take something, leave something. Give something, get something, take something, leave something. Open my heart and share the well. I know I won't go to hell in my little room of love. People scoff and people say, that's no way to spend your day. They don't know my work is play in my little room of love. So give something, get something, take something, leave something. It's about my ceramic studio in my house in Colorado Springs where I live.
Okay. Lana, what did you do? You think you could make that your own song?
Honestly, not at all. I thought that it was wonderful that you had something that gave you such a sense of pure love, but I guess I was waiting for a dark turn for you to make love inside of the kiln with your boyfriend, and after watching him make a cup for hours and having no ambition to make any cups of your own or something like that. Just spitballing here.
I'm open to suggestions. I could change the song. I'd be happy to try, a new
something
style,
darker,
something darker,
something that touches on the darker nature of love and
you
ceramics.
Got something on that, Brett?
I can try.
I noticed you were going. Yeah. Wanna?
No, please.
Yeah. Sure.
You follow. You lead. I'll follow. I was like, oh God, a kiln. It's my baby and I'm his girl. We were like, hell yes, make a cup. Inside the kiln is where we will stop. I was like, hell yes, a room of love. Shooting up with my baby, it's blood. I was like, oh yeah, ceramics.
I have a pussy in his dick, and it's like, okay, Pepsi Cola. Yes, he eats it, and I am told.
Did you put product placement at the end of that song?
No.
That was amazing.
Not many people know that my famous line, "My pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola," was in fact product placement.
I loved that when Brett was jamming. I felt I heard something. It was like, a kiln is a burning thing. It makes a pottery heart. Do you like that?
I love it. I love it so much.
What about you, Aaron? Did you feel anything to make it your own?
I really did like this song because it alluded to leaving something, taking something, and what else was it?
Giving something.
Giving something.
And then you get something by giving.
I didn't like the giving, but I like the taking.
So what I would do is I would give you a feathered earring, and then I will take a teapot from your house.
Oh, okay.
And?
Are you striking a deal?
I do have a teapot.
And then so I took something, I left something.
Yes.
What else do I have to do?
Well, you have to give and get and take and leave.
Later.
Okay.
Very good. Very good song. Is that guitar belong to Peter Dinklage?
I don't know who that is.
It's a ukulele.
Oh, thank you. Let's leave it at that.
Thank you.
Let's give Judy a big round of applause.
Thank you, Judy.
And this is the end of our show. I'd like to give everyone a chance to ask any of the expert hosts a question, or any of our singer-songwriters. Can we get lights up on them? And I'm going to get a microphone over here. Does anyone have a question for anyone? I can't see the audience. Can you guys see the audience? Any questions for any of these people? Yes.
For the father and son, do you write songs about stuff that isn't currently happening?
Stepson.
Sorry. It seems like both of your songs were written today. I'm wondering what you usually write about.
Oh yeah, I got a lot of songs. I don't. Do you have any?
Yeah, I have a lot of other songs that were written before today, too, but you go first, and then I'll tell what mine are.
I can do this one a cappella. This one's called My White Wife. Something like this. My white wife, she cleans up and cooks and treats me nice. And she's really beautiful person, and I love her so. But I swear that bitch is hiding the lotion. I mean, it's a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. You have to have lotion. I have to always put lotion on my biceps and my body because you don't want to get ashy, especially in public, because white people don't know and they think that someone drew with you on you with chalk. Mm-hmm. That ain't what it is. No, it's dried skin. Oh. Peace be to you, my brother.
Right. Yeah.
That's where you use the cocoa butter?
Constantly using cocoa butter all over my sweet body.
That was an excellent question.
I wrote a song called "My Mom Is White and So Am I," and that's kind of how the whole thing goes.
But see, my song is in the song of appreciation. His song is just a song to make fun of my song.
No, I wrote that song years ago.
Okay, you said that. I'm looking for a date at the top of the page. I don't see one.
I don't usually see dates at the top of page in music sheets.
Oh, yeah, you got a date at the top of a page. Otherwise, how do you know when you wrote it?
That's right. That's what I tell him to do. Your teachers are going to mock you off for that. Put the date at the top of the page so you know when it was written.
I've been repeating high school a lot of times, but I now put the date at the top of the page, so I'm getting very close to passing.
That's good singer-songwriter advice. Any other questions? We'll hear at the end. There's a fucking alien here. You have no questions for. Yes?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh,
Yeah, for the alien.
What's your relationship like with your mother?
What's your relationship with, like with your mother, alien?
I actually don't have a mother. We are an asexually reproducing species. So the father just lays a fertilized egg. And I'm actually the youngest of 16,000 hoardlings.
And you still have a tight relationship with your father.
Oh, he's my, you know, he's everything to me, my dad. He's a single parent. He worked hard for us.
Does that mean you don't have genitals? I'd have to ask. If you're an asexual species.
He said that earlier in the show.
Oh, he did.
He did.
Someone offered it's not blow. Really an appropriate question to ask. But no, I don't. Well, our genitals are essentially a sphincter that opens wide to release a cluster of thousands of pre-fertilized eggs. And then we tend to that mound for 6 years, Earth years.
Now I got a question. I'm outside.
That's beautiful.
No?
How do the eggs get fertilized?
Huh?
How do the eggs get fertilized?
They form that way in our body. We all look exactly the same. It's a closed gene pool.
I think there should be a song about that. Now, Lana, did you pick your song tonight? Do you feel like you found a song for your album?
Absolutely. I have to say that I'm just so I'm so deeply in love with this alien, and also so incredibly touched by this relationship, the father-son relationship. Stepson, thank you. my song, I think I'm going to do something like this. Will you still love me when I have sabotaged all your flash drives? Will you still love me when you land at 2 and I pick you up at 5? I know you will. I know that you will. Will you still love me even when my mom hides your lotion?
That's it. That's the song. That song. We made a hit. Give yourselves a round of applause and applause for all the singer-songwriters and musical experts. You can hear this again on Improv for Humans. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Humans, I hope you enjoyed another concept episode from Improv for Humans with Songland. Spread the word if you did enjoy it. And spread the word about Del Close Marathon, June 28th, 29th, 30th. It's coming up in just a couple of weeks. If you planned on maybe going to Los Angeles this summer, go now. Book your tickets now. I'm going to do a workshop. I guarantee if you are human, you can get into my improv workshop. I'm going to do it in the big room. So sign up now, get the tickets, go to the Del Close Marathon, delclosemarathon.com. Go to mattbesser.com to get specific links to my shows, Improv for Humans, on Saturday, 29th at 6 p.m. The Sing-Along Show at 1:20 a.m. Those are the bit shows late night. You gotta go see those. Come on, humans. Get on Del Close Marathon right now. Keep being human.
Be a good human. Listen to Matt's new improvised series, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, out now on Stitcher Premium. Check out Matt Besser's Patreon podcast called Professor Besser. Listen to Stolen Idea, Matt, Bobby and Brett's epic punk rock musical on Stitcher Premium, and tell your friends. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Follow Matt Besser on Twitter to submit your suggestions. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.